Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Yeah, KJ Lyons, WEEI, 617-779-7937. Text line 37937. Happy July 4th to you. John, just a friendly reminder. People who start a cookout at like 4 o'clock are the worst.
Oh, well, that's good, because my parents are listening, and they're starting their cookout on Saturday at 4 o'clock.
Oh, see, so. Wait a minute. You need to start it around 1, 2, and then if people get there at 4, and this is not against your parents, this is general statement.
No, you know what? You can backtrack now. Jackson, do you have the backing up sounder to play? Because that's what's happening. No, they have a real reason to, because some of the relatives can't get there until after 4, so 4 is the earliest.
Make it a priority. If I'm cooking for you, make it a priority.
All right. You know what? I'm going to relay that. See? That's what's happening. So, mom and dad.
You know what? I'm going to stand on business with that. You know, I'm standing on. Look, if you
actually, you got to complain to my aunt and I think my brother, because they're the ones that are holding it up, making it start after, you know, all the way at 4.
Oh, so in other words, your parents are open to getting this thing started a little early, because you know what? They're still cleanup, right? Yeah. Like, if it starts at 4, you can't just push people out of the house at 7, 8. Some are going to linger around at 9.
Yeah, but if you start at 1 or 2. You don't want people coming to your house at 1 either. Like, you put
2 o'clock is a good time. I think 2 is a good time.
Put a little tent up, you know? Put a little tent up and everything. Because you're out of my house by 6 or 7.
That's a good
point. My house back.
That's a damn good point, KJ.
Yeah, you got to get back in front of the TV by 8 p.m.
There you go.
Cleanup is done.
You are
back in front of the TV by 8 p.m.
Right, okay, so your parents would know the difference, right? Like, are they using, like, the house dishes, or are they using paper plates?
Oh, paper plates, man.
Okay, there you go. So that's one, I would add an extra hour. Okay, maybe start at 2:30.
Yeah.
But 4 o'clock?
Oh. No, I'm with
and
you.
What are you going to supposed to eat lunch before I come? It's a cookout.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be like a floating dinner lunch time there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Can't wait. I'm going to go to my family cookout on Saturday and just say, you know, KJ was complaining.
Yeah, and I'm sure there'll be a pinata of my face on the edge of it. Here, kids, knock the candy out of KJ.
Yeah. You know what? That's you know what? Now that you mention it.
Don't. Unless you're going to pay me. Like, if you pay me, like...
As a general rule, KJ, $200. I'm with you. And I'm with you for, like, Thanksgiving dinner. I like to eat at, like, 1 or 2, like, an afternoon, big afternoon Thanksgiving dinner. Same with Christmas dinner.
Because people are going to be in the house. You're welcome people to stay in the house.
And then you can relax for a while, and then you can have like a nice big dessert, and then even still, I'm back in front of the TV by 9 o'clock.
But get out of my house by 9 now.
Can I just say I want to trademark the KJ face on a pinata? I feel like your face is very pinata worthy. Like,
Wait a minute. You're now offending my wife.
No, not in a bad way. because you have a very like jovial, like, you know.
But a face on a pinata is a face you want to hit with a baseball bat, right?
Getting very dangerously Epstein close to saying that KJ has a good face for kids to hit at a pinata because it's friendly and welcoming. Hell no!
Okay, yeah, friendly and welcoming is exactly the description. I am friendly and welcoming with your face.
And I apologize to the senior Lions. Not senior in age, but senior Lions.
See, there you go again. Senior. Oh boy. Play it, Jackson. Back it up.
You missed any of the show, the Odyssey app is free. Just type in WEEI and you can, yeah. You know what that is? That's my paycheck right there. Let's go to RJ in Providence. RJ, thank you so much for calling KJ Lyons. Happy 4th to you.
Happy 4th to you guys. So I've been listening to your conversation about the Celtics and moving arenas. And you sound a little bit like my child when he goes to Target and he sees the newest Transformer and it's the shiny thing, even though he's already got four of them.
But how does he have four of them? You must have bought three more. So that you're making my point already.
It's more his mom than it is me.
Oh, you put it on the wife? Oh, you're stand up. There you go. Back up the BS truck.
Well, so the point is, in business, we use the KISS method, right? Keep it simple, stupid. Is it more likely that you can renegotiate, work on a local deal, keep the local businesses employed and working? Because guess what? Celtic moved to somewhere else. They're not changing the rent prices on the pizza joint on the corner. Those people are going to lose their jobs by moving this.
That sounds like keep it socialist, stupid. Like, that's not my problem if I just rolled out $6 billion.
I think to the caller's point, and I mentioned this.
I'm sorry.
I mentioned this last hour. Like, I do think the easiest thing in the long term is if they could negotiate a better deal with the Bruins. Now, the problem is the Bruins have no incentive to negotiate unless there's a credible threat that the Celtics will actually leave. Otherwise, if I'm the Bruins, I'm saying, yeah, guys, you're like, this lease is till 2030. Let's hang out and I'll get most of the revenue. And the neighborhood around here is great, but I'm making the most money. Now, if it gets to 2028 or 2029 and all of a sudden the Celtics are meeting with architects and they're drawing up plans for a new arena, okay, maybe the Bruins will renegotiate. But I think the best thing for the city and the easiest thing for the Celtics would be if they could just negotiate some sort of joint ownership in the guy. And by the way,
you're making it seem like can't we just work
and
out
and also
something?
Too, like if I'm the Celtics, right? Like, if I'm the Celtics, I'm a better organization than the Bruins. I've won more championships. I have just as big of a fan base. Why wouldn't I want joint ownership of that building or my own building? Like, and that's like, the Bruins have been getting away with that, to their credit. They negotiated a good deal, but they've been getting away with that for a very long time. Like, if I'm the Celtics, to me, that's going to end.
Well, it's just like RJ, the caller, just a second ago, right? He's saying that his kid wants another Transformer when he goes to the store.
I got nervous. But guess what? He was going to say, move the Celtics to Providence. I was going to just get up
there's
and walk
no way.
Out
there's,
of the studio.
You know how many people, you know how many car pileups there would be coming down 95?
Hey, the Paw Sox Stadium.
You're just going through zig and zag and zig. That's.
Do you see any recent pictures of that Paw Sox Stadium?
It's heartbreaking. It is dilapidated.
I went there as a kid, and it was like a cool thing, you know. And like the Worcester Red Sox Stadium, I will say, phenomenal place. I've been to a game. It's great there.
Hey,
it's just sad to see what's happened to the Paw Sox.
Stadium, you can break a TV and still not miss a pitch, right?
That's true. And then you get traded to the Braves and be really good.
look, what the caller was saying, where RJ, when he was talking about like his kid wanting another Transformer. Well, you bought three more than the one he already had. And like you mentioned, John, if for the longest of time, the Bruins have seemingly been getting away with kind of like, this is our building and, you know, ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. Why not go find space where not only can you provide parking, that's the convenience, but you would own the building, and now you can negotiate with other operators like Live Nation. Now, like if Live Nation is like, hey, we want to put concerts here and there, or we want to do four nights, you could do two in the Celtics and two in TD.
Well, and that's another piece of this. Like, one of the huge events every summer is when the circus goes to the Garden. Like, that place is full.
Right.
Do the Celtics see any of that money? Like, I don't think they see any, or very little. I'm not an expert on their deal, but I think they see, like, very little or none. Or, you know, if there's a, if that, that arena fills up for a concert, do the Celtics see any of that money? Like, barely any compared to the Bruins?
Well, here's the thing, John, that we're not touching upon. And this is it's as basic as anything. If it's a keep it simple, stupid, whatever. Is the Bruins and the Celtics play at the same time? So it would
and
be
the Bruins
totally...
always get preference on dates, too. Like, that's another piece of, like, so all the and good Thursday nights, the Bruins can take all of them ahead of time if they
and think
want.
About it. If you're the Celtics, you don't have to put your floor over ice.
Yeah.
Right, because that's going to cause the condensation. It's been condensation problems over time. So if you're the Celtics, you're like, wait a minute, we're sharing the schedule with you. There's nothing we can change about that. It would be totally different if it was an NFL team, and even there would be some overlap, right? So you got overlap. Bruins got the first right of refusal of dates. When we get if we're home and home, and we're after the Bruins, there's going to be condensation under the floor. Why do we have to deal with any of that? We can just have cement under the floor.
And here's just another thing. Like, so I just have an article pulled up here from last year when TD extended their naming rights deal through 2045.
Right.
It doesn't say the Bruins and Celtics. It says Delaware North and TD Bank. Like, it's a $10 million a year partnership, and it looks like the Bruins are getting all $10 million of that every year. Like, again, that's another thing that if you're the Celtics, you should get a piece of that, or you want your own arena. Well, you get all of that instead now, and again, credit to the Bruins. They negotiated a good deal, but they're getting all of that $10 million every year where the Celtics aren't.
The B&E Celtics. I like the name of that. Well, not, I really don't, but the Boston and Everett Celtics. Yeah. B&E. Yeah, if this is probably, you said like in 2028, you probably start scouting places to build. If I'm Wick and whoever, and let's just say that, you know, it's just going to be a transfer of ownership, the conversation I'm having right now is getting a new arena. Is looking at getting a new arena. I know people don't want to see the team out of Boston, but if you're the one holding up the championships and you're the one that's probably getting the premium ticket price based on what your product is out there on the stage, you want to see more of that. So think about it. You've got a $500 million bill coming up, and you don't have the lion's share, no pun intended, of the revenue at TD Garden.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, I think that's a huge, because we've talked a lot. And when I say we, I mean everybody in town, about this luxury tax bill. And is that one of the reasons Wick's selling? And I think that is a huge reason why. And I think the estate family planning purposes is a big part of it as well. But
right.
I think this arena thing is, like, if they own their own arena, is Wick selling? Or if they had joint 50% ownership of the Garden with the Bruins, is Wick set? Like, maybe then their family situation and estate planning looks a little bit better. And they don't need to sell. Maybe they're a little bit less worried about the tax bill. So, I think the tax bill is probably the biggest reason why, but I think the arena's kind of hanging in the background, too.
What if the whole staying till 2028 is really a target date of getting a new arena built?
It could be.
You see what I'm saying? Like, which
stays on? I mean,
that's
a fast time to get a new arena built, but...
Oh, have you seen the unions around here?
Like, it's tough. But even to get through City Hall and to get it approved and to get it designed.
But if it's in Everett, it's a quicker move, right?
It could be, yeah.
But you see what I'm saying? It's not like you don't have to go through the red tape of the city. Yeah.
But even, like, again, I like that Clippers example. Like, Steve Ballmer's as rich as they come, and it took him 10 years. It took the Warriors
many years. But he had to deal with the city of L.A. if you're dealing with the city of Everett.
But even, like,
whole conversation and some coffee.
But the Warriors, they went from Oakland to San Fran, and it still took them a very long time.
But again, a big municipality in San Francisco. You're dealing directly with Everett.
Sure. And it's probably easier to deal with Everett than San Fran. Sure, no doubt about it.
Boston.
I wonder if, you know, 4 years from today, figure the 2028 season, 4 years from today, is that really enough time to get a new arena approved, designed, and built? I mean, technically, yeah, but it just, the way things move, I don't
know.
Unless
it's already designed and we just haven't seen it. It could be proprietary.
It could be designed. And that could go into this whole piece we talked last hour. Do they already kind of have an idea who this new owner is? Do they already think it's going to be Pags? Do they think it's going to be somebody else that they know? They've already kind of worked on this. Because if that's the case, then yeah, that would speed up the arena process.
All right, 617-779-7937, text line 37937. We'll get to some of the NBA moves and how they affect the Celtics next. Right now it's time to trend with John Lyons.
The Rich Keefe Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now in WEEI, the Red Sox won 7-2 last night. Brian Bello had a great night, pitched 6 2/3 innings, giving up one run on 7 hits. Sedan Rafaela had a 3-run double in the 9th inning to break the game open as well. As we've been discussing, the Boston Celtics were put up for sale earlier this week on the same day that they signed Derek White and Jason Tatum to contract extensions. And speaking of contract extensions, LeBron James signed a 2-year max extension with the Lakers. And his son signed a 4-year guaranteed deal after being picked in the 2nd round. Trending on WEEI is brought to you by Verizon. Right now at Verizon, new and existing customers can get the amazing iPhone 15. Enjoy tons of storage for all the ballpark picks this summer. There's a deal out there for everyone at Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store and get your new iPhone 15 today. I'm John Lyons. That's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Yeah. Even though we're celebrating our independence from the British, I had to get some British music in here because that's so funky. Happy July 4th from KJ and Lyons of WEEI, 617-779-7937. You must have seen us. Yeah, 37937. Look, it's going to be interesting, John, as we've been talking about the Celtics and the cost structure and everything that's going to be paid for and how do you make it happen. But the truth of the matter is, after all these free agency moves, do you see anybody threatening the Celtics?
I mean, as far as would I pick anyone in the East to beat them? No, but I do think like the Knicks are, I think, better. I mean, Hartenstein not being there anymore, I think is a, I don't know if it's a net negative over them adding Bridges, but I don't feel as good about them. I do think Philly is better. I think Orlando's going to be better next year. I think Indiana by default will be better next year. That James Wiseman signing might be sneaky good.
Right.
Because, you know, again, he was a number two overall pick. He's only 23, and he did have his only fully healthy season was last year in Detroit. So I think some of these teams are going to be better. And
wait,
I think,
what is a successful season in Detroit when you've won like 14 games?
Well, just that he, you know, played more than 40 games. I'll give him that. But like when I look at the Celtics right now, I think Philly is the biggest threat to them in the East. I think the Knicks are number two. Milwaukee's probably three. But I don't look at any of those teams and say, wow, if both were fully healthy, I'd pick them to beat the Celtics. And I look out West and I say, okay, OKC, Denver, they're really good. Who knows if Memphis will bounce back? They were the one seed a couple years ago. Dallas, I think, got better at adding Klay Thompson instead of having Tim Hardaway there. So I think these teams, a lot of these teams are better. But we also have to remember the Celtics won a championship and largely didn't have Porzingis, who is their third best player, and on a lot of these teams we're talking about would have been the second best player for pretty much the entire playoff run. So I think these teams are better. I just don't know if they're better than the Celtics yet.
I think we're done with the big three formula is now, I think this is the year you're going to see that it really doesn't work. I think you've got two and three solids that can make up for the difference, because at the end of the day, you want to have two superstars that on any given night can beat an entire team, drop a combined of 60. Those are the two, you're going to have those, right? But if you can have other guys that can, a couple guys that can leak in 10 and 8 and 7 and, you know, maybe six rebounds or three assists, I think those things add up more than depending on a third person and having nobody else. I think that's Philly. They've got three people, and then tell me who's on their bench other than TikTok boy.
Sure.
So right, they don't have anybody.
I still think they're better. Like lose Tobias
Harris.
They're
better, but they're not better than the Celtics. I don't even think they're even close. I would put the Knicks ahead of them because you could say they've got two and at least three solid. So you could say Brunson is one. Let's go ahead and put Julius Randle there as your two, okay? While not at the superstar level as Tatum and Brown, but then when you put DiVincenzo, then you put
Knicks,
I think they're more dangerous.
I think, first of all, they're well coached, they're tough. Brunson's a legit star, they're good. But where's the size? Like if they played the Celtics in a playoff series, I could see Porzingis just dominating.
Well, they still have Robinson.
But Julius Randle was hurt, so if I'm being fair last year, like he was hurt, but I just...
Because if you said with the Knicks, if you're just saying all you need is one guy for rim protection, if Robinson doesn't get hurt as often, then you've got the rim protection, and I think...
But I think Hartenstein was the best player of that front. Well, him and Randle were the two best. Yeah.
Well, in terms of like, because if you told me Hartenstein was overpaid going to Oklahoma City, I really thought he was just...
That's a great fit there, though. And they have the money to spend there, so it doesn't matter as much.
Right.
But like, that's
right. But nobody else is going to give him that money to do that, right? Like, for example...
Like, that's the team. I look at OKC. If you ask me what's the one team that concerns me most about the Celtics, it's OKC. I mean, they have all the answers. They're a ton of youth, ton of energy, but a boatload of talent. Now they add Hartenstein. I mean, that's the team that I look at as the pure biggest threat to the Celtics winning a championship.
Oh, there's one player I think if the Celtics go and get on a veteran minimum and he could stay seemingly healthy, you can go ahead and start sewing up banner 19 right now. That's Mason Plumlee.
Okay.
Because if you get a guy who can get in there, defend, rebound, doesn't depend on scoring, and can provide rim protection additional, because that's really the only story of the Celtics is, A, how much tread is left on Al Horford if you know he's going to be your yeoman starting, you know, opening day, you know, at center? And two, how are the other guys? It's great to have Cornette and Xavier Tillman back, but you almost feel like, wouldn't you feel a little more comfortable having one more person in that rotation that can at least give you strong rebounding and a presence? He can even give you fouls if you need him. If you get him, you can't tell me there's any other team in the East when you come to getting to the rim that you're going to have more of a trouble. You're going to have more of a trouble time than if you add someone one simple piece like that.
Yeah, and I'm really happy that Tillman and Cornette are coming back. I think that's extremely valuable, especially the first few months with Porzingis out. But I do agree. I still would want them to add maybe one more big. And I was hoping even in the draft they would have used their first round pick on a big, because with Porzingis out and Horford now 38, you might have nights where it's, well, Porzingis is out and we're going to rest Horford, so it's just Cornette and Tillman.
But
and
I remember, do like what they did in the first round with Baylor.
I'm not arguing there. I'm just saying I think that piece, I would still like to see that. And they do have an open roster spot. We'll see what they do with that. But that's the one area. And who knows? Maybe they're just like, hey, on those particular nights, we'll just roll with Cornette and Tillman and we'll deal with it. And if we don't, you know, win 64 games again, if we win 58 or 59, but we go into the playoffs healthy, they're probably okay. I mean, I would be okay with that, but they're probably okay with that setup, and it does save them some money long-term for the luxury tax.
KJ and Lyons on WEEI, 617-779-7937. We're 20 minutes away from Would You Rather, More Likely to, Either Or, plus Italian Ice versus Bomb Pop on July 4th. Let's go to Steve in Fall River talking Celtics. Steve, you're on the air.
I wanted to talk about the Celtics, but then you brought up this, does the third man rule go out or the third man standard go out? And
I
don't agree with you. The big three. The big three works. The big three worked in this particular case, but we had a better team. I'm not saying you got three guys and then a pile of junk. No one's saying that. You can't throw that rule out because
Celtics have a big three?
Different, like you said.
The Celtics have a big three or two and four solids?
I'm not counting Porzingis. You would have thought he'd be there, but you in the body of work, no, you cannot count on it. You had to take Holiday as the third guy in the lineup. And we knew we had two. Remember, we knew we had two. There was a debate here for how many years? Break up the Jays. You got this, you got that. And then people that said, don't break him up, said, don't break him up. Add to them. And adding to them was the issue. I'm going to give you an example of the big three, and I don't want you to tell me it's further back. The Miami
sure,
Heat,
I don't have a microphone.
Kobe, the Miami Heat with Shaq and the other
Dwayne,
guy, the guy
Dwayne Wade,
went to the NBA Finals, lost.
They won in 06. Shaq and yeah. D Wade won in 06.
They did, and they had that's two.
First, they went the year before they went. I'm going to get to the year they won. The year before they went into the playoffs, and they lost. They changed everybody out. And the big third one they brought in was a friend, Antoine Walker, who was
Antoine Walker was not a big three at that time.
Yeah,
he's what you call a solid.
And the Pistons made the finals in 05.
May I make the point? The year they won the championship, he was the big three. He had more minutes than Shaq. He was the difference maker from the year before when they didn't win the championship. And if you want to go back, I know you people are against this guy. The broadcast said he could have been the finals MVP. And you look his stats up, he had more numbers, and he was the difference between them not making it and making it. And also the other cast that they traded out. They traded about four or five guys out from the year they did not win to the year they won. But the big three, the third piece, the Drew Holiday, was Antoine Walker. He had more minutes in the playoffs than Shaquille O'Neal.
Steve, thanks for the call. Thanks for the call, because I'm just...
Well, I do think, though, because I know, KJ, you've talked about the 2-4 with the Celtics. I think when they're healthy, I look at it more as a big three with Porzingis as the third, but a great team around them, which, again, is why we're talking about a $500 million total bill in a few years, because the roster is so good, right? Like, even like the Warriors teams had Stephen Clay and Draymond. That's a big three, but they still had Iguodala, who was a finals MVP, who was a really good player. Of course, they added Durant. That went kind of crazy when they added Durant, but I think you can win with the big three model. I think the issue is, and this is my one concern about Philly, well, my biggest concern about Philly is Embiid's health, but my other concern is, to your point, you have three great players, but are the guys around them just not good enough?
Well, here's a really good way of looking at it. Like, either a person's overpaid. I think Drew Holiday is slightly overpaid, but that's fine. If you just pay for what you got and you realize what you have, it's like pay and are they all-star? Or are they still all-star material? So yeah. Antoine Walker, when he was in Miami, he's not in his all-star years anymore, right? His better years were a little bit behind him. He just played great through those playoffs. But when you talk big threes, you're talking about what they have in Phoenix, right, with KD, Booker, and Bradley Beal.
Is that, I mean, and I understand what you're saying, and they're max guys, but Beal, well, I feel like he's fallen off so
much. Well, that's the point I'm making. Usually when you have a big three, somebody's falling off, and it's at such a cost that there's no recovery. Even if you look at what happened with Miami, with Chris Bosh, wasn't the same performing guy that he was before LeBron got there, and he started to fall off. Now, of course, it would later be a health issue.
Yeah, they win two titles, though.
Right, that's fine. Right, finals. I mean, it wasn't like Chris Bosh was in his 10th year. He was still, I think, just off of his rookie contract. So he was still in the prime of his career. I'm talking about three guys in their prime. Like, you couldn't say, okay, the Lakers, they have a big three with LeBron, KAD, and
Austin Rivers.
But I think
the Celtics, I mean, Tatum, Brown, and Porzingis are all in their prime. I mean, two of them are all NBA players.
Porzingis is not in his prime.
He's like 28. That's your prime years.
He is a walking wounded.
But he's still in his prime.
There's no way you can convince me that he's a big three. If we're talking about a big three, he's not a big three.
Unless you wrap him in bubble wrap for the next 5 years, then he's going to get hurt 12 times.
What is the single best the Celtics have looked all year? The first half of game one of the finals.
People can pop during a series or during the playoffs.
But he was great all year. And he was great last year in Washington, too. I know the Washington sucks. I get it. But, like, he was great there. I mean, he led the NBA in points per post-up and shot 38.5% from three
If you're an opposing defense, are you more concerned about Derek White's offense or Kristaps Porzingis' offense?
Porzingis.
Oh, no, I'm more concerned about
Porzingis.
Derek White
dominates in the post, and he can hit 30-foot threes.
I mean, defensively, yeah, but not offensively.
Yes, he does. He was like fourth in the NBA in points per post up this year.
But how many times he goes to the post? I mean, he's more likely to shoot a three.
They do it all the time.
Oh, no. That says that Kristaps Porzingis is a big three.
He's the third best player on the team.
He's not a big three.
Fair enough to constitute.
He may be at the very front of the line of the four solids.
It's like, I mean, Ray Allen, when he was here in 08, he was the third best player, but he was part of a big three.
Yeah, but he was still all-star caliber at that time.
So was Porzingis.
He's not all-star caliber right now.
Yeah.
I mean, look. I think for listeners' sake, we have to come off of that square for a second. Here's the audio of LeBron signing in Los Angeles.
Surprised LeBron took the max.
Well, this went. I think exactly how on Monday I said it was going to go, which was Rob Pelinka and the Lakers front office wouldn't be able to do their jobs well enough, so LeBron would just end up taking the money. This was a predictable outcome. LeBron, it was not predictable that LeBron would be willing to take up to $20 million less than the max, but he told them he would. He also gave them a deadline and that he wanted this done before he goes off to the Olympics. There were reportedly three clear targets. Very different players, by the way. They didn't really all kind of make sense. But Valanciunas, that was surprised that he was.
He'd allow AD to move to the four.
Yes, which I don't, by the way, I think they're best with AD at the five. But regardless, the Valanciunas, he went off the board early.
Okay, you can kill it. You can kill it. Okay. That's just how much of a mess the Lakers are.
How about Klay Thompson not wanting to go there?
Well, let's stick to LeBron here for a second, because I will never say anything against LeBron and his personal efforts that he's done, schools and communities and everything, but this guy literally is eating from the plate as soon as your entree gets to the table. Not like, how does that shrimp taste? He's tasting your shrimp before you can get the napkin in your lap. Talk about greedy. And then his son gets a guaranteed deal at the 55th
pick. He was like 4 years, too.
4 years. Like, now here's what's funny, because it's at 7.9 million.
That's like a lottery
million.
Pick deal.
Are you ashamed to say that LeBron Jr. is getting $2 million a year? I ask you this, John: if you're LeBron Jr. and you're making just under $2 million a year, do you stay at home or do you try and find a place in L.A.?
Yeah, maybe you stay at home for the first couple of years and then you buy a really nice. Because as you know, in L.A., $2 million gets
nothing.
You. Yeah, not that much. But
it's just so. Just look
a great
at the
question.
Two
do you think Bronny actually does live at home with LeBron?
Well, he probably did during college.
I'm sure he did. I'm sure he did yesterday during the press conference. The other day. I think the point I'm trying to make.
I wonder, because there's really hasn't been much on. And I know he had the press conference, but how does Bronny really feel about this? Because, like, on one hand, I think it's really cool that he gets to play with his dad. Like, that is cool. But
Bro, have, Gen Z, anything but, free, it's for me.
But you have large swaths of the NBA and NBA fans saying, oh, the only reason you got drafted is because of your dad. You're not that good. The only reason you got a contract is because of your dad. He's always going to be in that shadow until either LeBron retires or he goes somewhere else.
The other day he came out and said that, you know, he doesn't really, he doesn't think of the nepotism connection very much.
And I'm not trying to be like unkind here, but like Bronny's not that good. Like he's not a bad player, but he's not like real. It's not like he's going to come in and they're going to be like, oh, wow, this guy is great, and we're glad we took him. It's going to be like, oh, he's LeBron's kid. It's cool. He'll give us, you know, a handful of serviceable minutes here and there, and that's it. And if you, so now, like, again, like if I'm Bronny, it's
cool
to play
with
the
guy. I wonder if he passes a physical. Let's just say what's in the room. I'm going to get off my look at the mess that the Lakers are compared to what the Celtics are doing, and it's a really great time to watch the Lakers implode, right? But LeBron James' son had a heart attack less than a year ago. Now, some would say, well, how does he go back to USC and play? Well, if you've ever had a kid at college, you can buy an insurance policy on your kid while they're at college. So who's to say that there wasn't an insurance policy to say limited minutes? Because if he came back this year, there's no way you could buy a full policy like that and be like, okay, I'm going to pay for you and the insurance to play basketball. That the Lakers made, I think they did this deal as a kind of like, hey, because of what's happened with your health history, I don't know how he gets cleared. The only other
he would have already had to, right, though, to sign the guaranteed deal, because it's a guaranteed deal he got. So they would have had to give him a physical before.
Okay, but they may be okay saying if you don't pass the physical as it goes along, you could still keep your money. You see what I'm saying? We can pay it out, and in I think Carmelo Anthony still gets a check from being on the Lakers. So we can put that, we can lay that out money down the road where we can still continue to pay you. So the 4 years isn't as much as important as the guarantee getting me my $8 million. Ask Bobby Bonilla, right? So I just wonder about that, because the only time that's happened there have been guys who've had cardiac arrest, but they've only played G League. They haven't gotten back to the NBA or made it into the NBA when they had it happen in college. So again, the way you push that body in the NBA and to have one at 18, and it happened less than a year ago. It happened, August of last year?
August or September, something like that. Yeah.
Right, so that is a bigger concern that I have. So I would understand if it's from the perspective that this is a father's gift to his son, knowing that ultimately the son may not end up having a career in the NBA because of potential health reasons or health flags. Let me just call it what it is, health flags that may pop up that there's nothing that even LeBron can do about.
Yeah, and like, it's nepotism, but I'm not freaking out about it because it's a second round pick and it's not a big contract. But it's interesting because it's not like I've heard some people compare it to Ken Griffey Jr., but Ken Griffey Jr. was like
the number one pick.
Yeah, he was the top prospect in the game. He's a Hall of Famer in his own right. Like this is a
and then
much
they went
different,
back and got his father as a free agent.
Like this is a much different situation than something like that. So it's how often is there an opportunity?
This is Thanasis Antetokounmpo. This is what that is.
Yeah, like it's, and I think that's going to be the role. It's going to be Giannis's brother. You sit on the end of the bench, you come to practice, you know, once a week, you play like 5 minutes in a game, and that's what the role is. I think that, at least for this year, I think that's what Bronny's role is going to be.
So let me ask you this. Do you think LeBron.
Isn't it so nice that we're here in Boston? We don't have to deal with stuff like that.
That's what I'm saying. It's amazing.
And it's not just that, but it's like, LeBron does a podcast with J.J. Redick, so then they hire him as head coach. And it's like all this, and it's like, you know, Klay Thompson, one of the best competitors in the NBA, doesn't want to go there because he doesn't think they're going to win a championship.
He said he felt like it would be Golden State all over
again. It's nice that we live here. And in 15 years, when the Celtics draft Deuce Tatum, maybe we'll complain about that. But for now, it's so much better to be here with the Celtics.
Actually, you know, I don't know if they draft Deuce Tatum because, one, you would want him to be one of the top players in the land, and two, you wouldn't want to be drafting that high.
Yeah, that's true.
Enjoy yourself in San Antonio, and hopefully you can help
Wembanyama
for the
Wizards.
Year.
Something like that, right?
You know, that's what we would hope on the child versus kind of like, hey, we've got the 55th. Because here's what's interesting. When I watched that Laker press conference, it was more about Bronny James and less about Dalton Connect. And Dalton Connect is the guy that you need the most right now.
And he's the better player, by the way.
Well, yeah. But at the same time, though, and I even go back to the J.J. Redick hiring. It's like, okay, they saw what happened with Joe Mazzulla. But the thing was, Joe Mazzulla had actually coached
Dan Hurley turned them down.
Yeah,
they offered him a lot of money. But think about how often with the
Lakers.
They
didn't offer him a lot of money. They offered him
like 70 over 10 years or 8 years or whatever.
No, it was like it would have averaged out to like 15, and then after taxes he probably would have only cleared about 8 or 9.
That's more than UConn money, right?
Well, no, but here's the thing. If you have the keys to a state.
Yeah. And I don't blame Dan Hurley, but my point, like, how often in Lakers history would a premier coaching candidate say thanks but no thanks to the Lakers?
Krzyzewski did. Krzyzewski did.
Again, so that's another – and at that time, too, the Lakers were breaking up Kobe and Shaq. They were not in a good spot.
Kobe wasn't happy.
Yeah, and look, they won a championship 5 years later, so it's not like they declined forever, but they were not in a great spot.
Yeah, they don't have the patience for Dan Hurley to get figured out 5 years now. Those days are over. J.J. Redick probably has 2 years. I think you give him a year, and then if LeBron is there, because that's the other thing. LeBron, as you mentioned, you heard in the cut, he wasn't going to sign the he wasn't going to sign the max if they could get a Klay Thompson there. He was going to take half the money. Since they couldn't, he took all the money. And he got his kids some money too.
Doesn't Klay's dad, I might be wrong about this, but doesn't Klay's dad have some connection to the Lakers?
Yeah, he used to be Kareem's backup and he does the play-by-play for the Lakers.
So he technically, I think, by KTLA. Play-by-play, he's like an employee by some extent. And even with that, Klay said, "Nah, I'm good." Like, and went to Dallas instead.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
I think he made the right decision. And by the way, you look at Dallas, they went to the NBA Finals. They're better today than they were a month ago.
That's true. 3 weeks ago, we were talking about leave PJ Washington wide open.
Yeah, not
now
anymore.
Leave Klay, they'll be like, oh God, no.
Derek Lively's going to be a better player next year too.
Dallas is sneaky dangerous with that move. It's just that I think Luka probably learned his lesson in the finals. But if there's one thing that the Celtics have a weakness for, and we've seen in the playoffs, is closing out on 3-point shooting. And if let's just say Dallas,
I will say they did a terrific job with that in the finals against Dallas.
Really nobody out there to worry you.
But Dallas they led the NBA in corner threes this year, and the Celtics really shut that down in the final. You're right, overall they do, but that was something that they improved upon and did really well in the finals itself.
KJ and Lyons, 617-779-7937, text line 37937. We'll get to your text next, plus would you rather more likely too. Thanks for hanging out on July 4th. Lions, WEEI, just a friendly reminder for July 4th. Please be careful. John, that is from YouTuber Kai Sennett. Look, the good thing is fake, but he's known for sitting in his room. He's one of the bigger YouTubers. You might remember him for this Xbox giveaway that he did in New York City, and it caused a riot about like 6 or 8 months ago. So in his room, they have his room set up, and as he gets an argument, he's got a room full of fireworks, and his brother sets them all off. Now, you find out it's fake because he actually was at Mr. Beast's studio, which is like, he has like a warehouse out there, and they filmed it there, and that's why it wasn't. So they took a screenshot of his house, of his famous room in the chair. Look, Marblehead already set it off this morning, so please be careful with the fireworks.
I love KJ's juvenile bliss.
Sophomore behavior.
You know it's fake, but yet, even like before the show, you were laughing your ass off.
You have to type in Kai Sennett fireworks on YouTube. He played in the NBA All-Star game. He's like shorter than Kevin Hart. And he was like, bro, I could have scored. So, look, he's annoying and obnoxious to some, and I totally get it. But, people used to tell me my music sucked. So why am I going to tell people your Gen Z influencer sucks? Look, I love some good humor and a room full of fireworks. John, this is why the KJ portion of the show is not serious at all.
Yes, I'd be cool if we never played that soundbite again.
Hate Kai said
it. No, it was a lot of screeching in my headphones.
I don't have headphones too.
Who's the guy?
Turn it down.
Was it Jason Pierre-Paul, the guy that blew his hand off?
Yes, he blew off his, like an M4?
Yeah, so be careful today, folks. Don't blow your hand off.
You want to hear something strange? So at my
Win a Super Bowl post-hand blow-off, right?
Well, sometimes you make it, so you come, sometimes you go from the four down to three down.
Yeah.
Okay, that was wrong. Sorry, that made Jackson laugh. 3-7. I'll say this real quick. So I talked to a family member, my dad in his neighborhood. You know, there's someone who's like selling real estate. So they have their real estate card, and then they put a firework inside the package too. I'm like, who gives out fireworks as like kind of like here's something to blow off your hand potentially? And please look at this.
If you blow yourself up, they would need to sell the house.
There you go. So, that's a great.
You know, it's really a long con by the realtor. You know, or if you blow your hand off, you might want to move to a condo.
You can't do as much yard work. Fireworks in a condo.
Yeah, right.
Talk about a buyer's fee. It'd be 3%, three-year fees. Okay, 3-7, 93-7. We're 2 minutes away from Would You Rather. Please go ahead, Jackson. I'm sorry.
All right, we got some text messages. Bronny better be motivated by all the doubt or he will have no short shot to be great. I kind of agree with that.
Yeah. John? Well, if I'm Bronny, yeah, I mean, look, if most of the people that follow the NBA are saying you only got picked because your dad's here, you only got a guaranteed deal because your dad's here, which is probably true. So if I'm him,
probably
I want to make sure I have a good season for that.
Can you could you be one of the veterans and be like, oh, Junior, can you go bring me some drinks?
Oh, that's a great point. I wonder if he gets hazed like the other rookies.
If I'm one of those end-of-the-bench veterans, I am torching Bronny in practice as much as possible. I'm going to be like, bro, you want my roster spot? No, thanks.
I don't know about that, though. If Greg Hill's son was here, I don't think I'd be torching him either.
No, but we might
play with fire. No, play with fire, right? They don't do that yet. So, you guys are absolutely right. Like, if this guy doesn't pan out, the noise is even louder. And I think that's where it's unfair in some regards for this to have happened, right? Because it's like, okay, I thought the better situation would have been like, don't draft LeBron Jr., okay? Sign him as a free agent and let him earn. But when you're using draft capital, I think that's the thing that's going to leave the bad taste.
And a guaranteed deal. They're like, how many second-round picks get a multi-year guaranteed deal?
At 55, how many picks are there? 64 total?
Right.
That's like 10 people. That's like finishing ahead of 10 people in your high school graduating class.
It's like picking somebody 199 and then winning 6 Super Bowls.
Jackson.
3-7, 93-7. One more text, and then we'll get to Would You Rather.
You don't really hear much silence like that on the radio right there. That was, I just literally just
well,
cleared
it is
the room.
Talk radio. Yeah. Try not to. We try not to.
Lions is on comedic fire this break. I'm loving this. Jackson, one more text.
All right, so we got, if Porzingis is not a big three, then Embiid can't be, A. Davis can't be, and Irvin can't be.
I don't get that connection. The guy's agreeing with me, and I appreciate that he's agreeing with me, yeah. But Embiid has, like, won the MVP 2 years ago. Embiid
John, is this someone who wants to cook out at 4 at the parents' house?
I hope so. And Anthony Davis was, like, not the finals MVP in 2020, but he was awesome. Like so, yeah.
He won the series pretty much.
Yeah, and then Kyrie, like I don't like Kyrie, but I mean he's an elite player who's a multi-time All-Star. So yeah,
God! And we have excellent advice here. If you're gonna handle explosives, maybe save the drinking until after you're done.
Thank you. Excellent
idea.
There you go. So I don't know if there's gonna be fireworks at your parents' party on Saturday.
No, that would be illegal, and I would not discuss that over the radio airwaves.
There you go. Right? So that's the idea.
Now like, at Jackson's house, though.
Oh God, I'll discuss illegal stuff.
By the way,
KJ,
I don't know if you know this because I worked with Jackson around Thanksgiving, and I found this out. He's got a neighbor or something that has like a theme party for every holiday ever. Like the guy has like a Groundhog Day party. Is he doing something for big thing for July 4th, Jackson?
You know what? That is a good question. So he doesn't.
Yeah, he has like a Boston Tea Party, KJ.
Who plays the Redcoats? Do they really get shot?
Jackson does.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, I'm all in on the.
Stand straight. Let me shoot.
Yeah. No, he had a Queen's Diamond Jubilee party when she had her Diamond Jubilee, and then he had a funeral party for her. Ooh. And like I said, Boston Tea Party was the Thanksgiving theme.
Yeah, so this
year
is going to be a big day. Does he like sign a fake Declaration of Independence?
It sounds like you have a very exquisite neighbor.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Well, Jackson is an aristocrat.
You're damn right I am.
Yeah.
All right. It is time to get to Would You Rather, more likely to either or. Hit it, Jackson. Yeah. We give them 10 pounds a show in a 5-pound bag, John.
You rather more likely to.
Uh-huh.
Either or I ask of you. Would you rather more likely to
either or, I ask of you.
All right, three questions. Would you rather, more likely to happen, an either or? They could be in anything, sports, life. Here we go.
Jackson?
Oh, yeah, sorry. That's my role. My bad.
Welcome to the show, Jason. Yeah.
Okay, so what is more likely to happen? Wick Grosbeck sells the Celtics in 2 years, or the Patriots end up on Hard Knocks within 2 years?
John.
So I think the sale, because they already said it's going to be like 2025, but I could see the Patriots on Hard Knocks too, but I think the sale, at least that initial part of the sale, comes first.
I think I see the Patriots on Hard Knocks just to kind of change their image over from the, you know, non-media loving
Bill Belichick. Big, mean Bill Belichick who won 6 Super Bowls, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say Patriots end up on Hard Knocks just because it may be a Hard Knock life this year. Ooh. And I think they are just salivating to get the Patriots onto Hard Knocks. And you're never going to get it with Belichick. All right, next one.
All right, well, KJ, you are the host of the show, so what you say goes. But I don't know if I would bring this divisive question out on this particular day, but here we go. Would you rather cook on a gas grill or a charcoal grill? I know people have very, very definite opinions on this.
Oh, either a gas grill or a charcoal grill. John Lyons.
So I'm a gas grill guy. I've used both before. I have used both. It's easier to start, easier to shut off. I think it's easier to clean, less mess. And it cooks things quicker, too, because it just takes less time to fire up the gas grill as far as getting the charcoal burning. So I've used both, but I prefer gas grill.
Yeah, make sure I don't have those premium burgers, those 93 octane burgers at your house. You got to go charcoal, right? Because this is the formation of how things are. You get the charcoal taste. You even sprinkle a little smoke wood in there, like some hickory smoke wood.
I've done
that. Yeah, you put that on the charcoal, gets into the burgers, you get flavor. Gas is what you get out of cooking on a grill. It's gas.
I agree. I prefer the stovetop over gas.
you tell us what you're doing after the show there?
Oh, of course, yeah.
And finally,
would you rather take an international flight with Brittany Griner or have a makeout session with Karen Reed after a night of drinking?
Going on the plane with Brittany Griner. Well, she learned her lesson.
She's about to fly overseas again, and I don't know if that baggage has been fully checked.
No, she learned her lesson.
Well, here's the thing, though. If something goes down where you're in physical danger, Brittany Griner can definitely protect you.
I don't know.
She's like 7.5 feet tall.
I'm just saying, like, if I had it, I would take the night of drink. I would take the makeout session with Karen Reed after a night of drinking. It's just that I would go my own way from the bar. So the makeout session would have to happen at the bar. We could not go any other place after that.
Yeah.
So that is, would you rather, more likely to either or, the final hour of KJ and Lyons next on WEEI. Good forth to you. Lions, WEEI, just a friendly reminder for July 4th, please be careful. John, that is from YouTuber Kai Sennett. Look, the good thing is fake, but he's known for sitting in his room. He's one of the bigger YouTubers. You might remember him for this Xbox giveaway that he did in New York City, and it caused a riot about like 6 or 8 months ago. So in his room, they have his room set up, and as he gets an argument, he's got a room full of fireworks, and his brother sets them all off. Now, you find out it's fake because he actually was at Mr. Beast's studio, which is like, he has like a warehouse out there, and they filmed it there, and that's why it wasn't. So they took a screenshot of his house, of his famous room in the chair. I mean, look, Marblehead already set it off this morning, so please be careful with the fireworks.
I love KJ's juvenile, like, bliss.
Sophomore baby.
You know it's fake, but yet, like, even like before the show, you were laughing your ass off at this.
You have to type in Kai Sennett fireworks on YouTube. He played in the NBA All-Star game. He's, like, shorter than Kevin Hart. And he was like, bro, I could have scored. So, look, he's annoying and obnoxious to some, and I totally get it, but, you know, yeah, people used to tell me my music sucked. So why am I going to tell people, like, you know, your Gen Z influencer sucks? Look, I love some good humor in a room full of fireworks. John, this is why the KJ portion of the show is not serious at all.
Yes, I'd be cool if we never played that soundbite again.
That was just like, you hate Kai said it.
No, it was a lot of screeching in my headphones.
But I don't have headphones, too.
Who's the guy? Turn it down. Was it Jason Pierre-Paul, the guy that like blew his hand off?
With the M4?
Yeah, so be careful today, folks. Don't blow your hand off.
You want to hear something strange? So at my
although he did win a Super Bowl post hand blow off, right?
Well, you know, sometimes you make it so you come. Sometimes you go from the four down to three down.
Yeah.
Okay, that was wrong. Sorry, that made Jackson laugh. 3-7. I'll say this real quick. So I talked to a family member, my dad in his neighborhood. You know, there's someone who's like selling real estate. So they have their real estate card. And then they put a firework inside the package, too. I'm like, who gives out fireworks as like kind of like, here's something to blow off your hand potentially. And please look
well,
at this.
I suppose if you blow yourself up, they would need to sell the house.
There you go. So, that's a great
It's really a long con by the realtor. Now, if you blow your hand off, you might want to move to a condo.
You can't do as much yard work. Fireworks in a condo.
Yeah, right.
Talk about a buyer's fee. It'd be 3%, three-year fees. Okay, 3-7, 93-7. We're 2 minutes away from Would You Rather. Please go ahead, Jackson. I'm sorry.
All right, we got some text messages. Bronny better be motivated by all the doubt or he will have no short shot to be great. I kind of agree with that.
Yeah. John? Well, if I'm Bronny, if most of the people that follow the NBA are saying you only got picked because your dad's here, you only got a guaranteed deal because your dad's here, which is probably true. So if I'm him,
probably
I want to make sure I have a good season for that.
Can you could you be one of the veterans and be like, oh, Junior, can you go bring me some drinks?
Oh, that's great. That's a great point. I wonder if he gets hazed like the other rookies.
If I'm one of those end of the bench veterans, I am torching Bronny in practice as much as possible. I'm gonna be like, bro, you want my roster spot? No thanks.
I don't know about that though. If Greg Hill's son was here, I don't think I'd be torching him either.
No, but we might
play with fire. No, play with fire. Right? They don't do that yet. So you guys are absolutely right. Like if this guy doesn't pan out, the noise is even louder, and I think that's where it's unfair in some regards to that for this to have happened, right? Because it's like, okay, I thought the better situation would have been like, don't draft Bron Jr., okay? Sign him as a free agent and let him earn. But when you're using draft capital, I think that's the thing that's going to leave the bad taste.
And a guaranteed deal. They're like, how many second-round picks get a multi-year guaranteed deal?
At 55, how many picks are there? 64 total?
Right.
That's like finishing ahead of 10 people in your high school graduating class.
It's like picking somebody 199 and then them winning 6 Super Bowls.
Jackson.
3-7, 93-7. One more text, and then we'll get to Would You Rather.
You don't really hear much silence like that on the radio right there. That was, I just literally just
cleared
the room.
Well, it is talk radio, yeah. We try not to be silent.
Lions is on comedic fire this break. I'm loving this. Jackson, one more text.
All right, so we got, if Porzingis is not a big three, then Embiid can't be, A. Davis can't be, and Irving can't be.
I don't get that connection. The guy's agreeing with me, and I appreciate that he's agreeing with me, yeah. But Embiid has, like, won the MVP 2 years ago. Embiid
John, is this someone who wants to cook out at four at the parents' house?
I hope so. And Anthony Davis was, like, not the finals MVP in 2020, but he was awesome. Like so, yeah.
He won the series pretty much.
Yeah, and then Kyrie. Like, I don't like Kyrie, but I mean, he's an elite player who's a multi-time All-Star. So yeah,
God! And we have excellent advice here. If you're gonna handle explosives, maybe save the drinking until after you're done.
Excellent
idea.
There you go. So I don't know if there's gonna be fireworks at your parents' party on Saturday.
No, that would be illegal, and I would not discuss that over the radio airwaves.
There you go, right? So that's the idea.
Now at Jackson's house, though.
Oh God, I'll discuss illegal stuff.
By the way,
KJ,
I don't know if you know this because I worked with Jackson around Thanksgiving, and I found this out. He's got a neighbor or something that has like a theme party for every holiday ever. Like the guy has like a Groundhog Day party. Is he doing something for big thing for July 4th, Jackson?
You know what? That is a good question. So he doesn't.
He has like a Boston Tea Party, KJ.
Who plays the Redcoats? Do they really get shot?
Jackson does.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, I'm all in on the
stand straight. Let me shoot.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he had a Queen's Diamond Jubilee party when she had her Diamond Jubilee, and then he had a funeral party for her. And ooh, like I said, Boston Tea Party was the Thanksgiving theme. Yeah,
so this is going to be a big day. Does he like sign a fake Declaration of Independence?
It sounds like you have a very exquisite neighbor.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, absolutely.
Well, Jackson is an aristocrat.
You're damn right I am.
Yeah.
All right. It is time to get to Would You Rather, more likely to either or. Hit it, Jackson. Down. We give them 10 pounds a show in a 5-pound bag, John.
You rather more like the two.
Uh-huh.
Either or I ask of you. Would you rather more like the two. Either or I ask of you.
All right. Three questions. Would you rather, more likely to happen, an either or. They could be in anything, sports, life. Here we go.
Jackson?
Oh, yeah, sorry. That's my role. My bad.
Welcome to the show, Jackson. Yeah.
Okay, so what is more likely to happen? Wick Grosbeck sells the Celtics in 2 years, or the Patriots end up on Hard Knocks within 2 years?
John.
So I think the sale, because they already said it's going to be like 2025, but I could see the Patriots on Hard Knocks too, but I think the sale, at least that initial part of the sale, comes first.
I think I see the Patriots on Hard Knocks just to kind of change their image over from the, you know, non-media loving Belichick.
Big, mean Bill Belichick who won 6 Super Bowls, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say Patriots end up on Hard Knocks just because it may be a Hard Knock life this year, ooh, and I think they are just salivating to get the Patriots onto Hard Knocks, and you're never going to get it with Belichick. All right, next one.
All right, well, KJ, you are the host of the show, so what you say goes, but I don't know if I would bring this divisive question out on this particular day, but here we go. Would you rather cook on a gas grill or a charcoal grill? I know people have very, very definite opinions on this.
Oh, either a gas grill or a charcoal grill. John Lyons.
So I'm a gas grill guy, and I've used both before. I have used both. It's easier to start, easier to shut off. I think it's easier to clean, less mess, and it cooks things quicker, too, because it just takes less time to fire up the gas grill as far as getting the charcoal burning. So I've used both, but I prefer gas grill.
Yeah, make sure I don't have those premium burgers, those 93-octane burgers at your house. You got to go charcoal, right? Because this is the formation of how things are. You get the charcoal taste. You even sprinkle a little smoke wood in there, like some hickory smoke wood.
I've done that.
Yeah, you put that on the charcoal, gets into the burgers, you get flavor. Gas is what you get out of cooking on a grill. It's gas.
I agree. I prefer the stovetop over gas.
you tell us what you're doing after the show there?
Oh, of course, yeah.
And finally,
would you rather take an international flight with Brittany Griner or have a makeout session with Karen Reed after a night of drinking?
Oh.
Going on the plane with Brittany Griner. Well, she learned her lesson.
Well, here's the thing. She's about to fly overseas again, and I don't know if that baggage has been fully checked.
No, she learned her lesson.
Well, here's the thing, though. If something goes down where you're in physical danger, Brittany Griner can definitely protect you.
I don't know.
She's like 7.5 feet tall.
I'm just saying, like, if I had it, I would take the makeout session with Karen Reed after a night of drinking. It's just that I would go my own way from the bar. So the makeout session would have to happen at the bar. We could not go any other place after that.
Yeah.
So that is Would You Rather, more likely to either or, the final hour of KJ and Lyons next on WEEI. Good forth to you.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.